Social Distancing, it's episode 454 with plugins for membership, file management, logout management, and Classic Press options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress, it's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, where I am practicing my anti-social distancing. You know, staying away from other people. Not any more or less than usual, though. Anyway, we've got a great show for you today. Of course, right off the top, you can remember that according to the Mueller Report, you are listening to WP Plugins A to Z, the best Classic Press WordPress podcast in the universe. A big thank you out there to the No Agenda Show for their contributions of ideas and the occasional sound clip.
Squirrel!
This is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some valuable feedback or value back to the show. You can start by getting out there and hitting everyone in the mouth, telling them about WP Plugins A to Z, subscribing to the newsletter where you get additional information and tidbits, and you can also catch it live every Thursday at noon on our website at wppluginsaz.com/live or on our YouTube channel. Additional links are in the show notes. Okay, so what do we got? It is episode 454, and I am still looking for more participation from you, the producers, this year, as the sword of Damocles has started hanging back over the show with the lack of response in the last few episodes. And I really would like to see feedback coming. This is number 14 of the 52 episodes for 2020. I would like to see this show make it to 500, which means we have to get into 2021. If you'd like to join me as a guest host on the show, though, and maybe liven it up a bit, have a little tete-a-tete, you know, you can reach out to me, john@wppro.ca, or you can go to wppluginsaz.com/guest host and just sign up there. Fill out the information. Of course, we are now 14 weeks into 2020 and 3 weeks into this isolation game. And while the world has changed in many ways, my life really hasn't changed all that much. Having worked from home for a better part of a decade and a half now, you know, in some places, we're definitely headed towards a dystopian future in some areas of the globe. In others, people and communities are coming together and they're going to get through this challenge that has been placed before us. As a race, humans, well, we're going to survive this and make it through. Although our new future is going to be drastically different, and many sections of society are never going to be the same again. And you can start looking at those sections of society, and such as restaurants and others, they're never going to be the same. And what else is going to happen? We have a new term that is becoming the norm, and all it seems to take is about 2 weeks to develop a habit and then about another month to solidify that habit. What is this new term and this new habit people are developing? This so-called social distancing, which is not actually social. It's anything but social. It's anti-social distancing. I like the term I see in more of the Canadian papers called physical distancing. That actually kind of fits the bill. But is this going to become a more of a pattern? I mean, 2 weeks of doing it, you know, people start to develop a habit. Another month of continuing to do it solidifies that habit. Is it going to continue after we get out of our isolation wards? It's going to be hard. At any rate, people, relax, take a breath, and realize that our world has changed forever. We will get through it. Save your sanity and your amygdala. Go find out why you're not going to die by listening to the No Agenda Show. With all that, I do have some stuff from the world of WordPress and other components. It seems WordPress is picking back up in the news and other things are happening in the world. First off, we'll start off with an article here that it's talks about seven signs you may have a bot problem. And this is something you will want to look into. And it's a really good article. It describes the events that are happening on your site and how to analyze some of your statistics on your site. The best statistics you can use are not Google or other analytics. The best you can use is if you're with a quality hosting provider that provides you with AW stats. If you don't have a quality hosting provider, feel free to contact me, johnoverall.com hosting. Some of the best web hosting you'll ever get. Not the cheapest, but some of the best. At any rate, go look at your analytics reports, look at bounce rates, you know, look at product pages. There's a really good list and things to watch out for in this article about what might be causing your site to have bot problem and figure out how to kick the bots to the curb. Something you'll want to do to improve your site performance and improve the experience for your real human visitors. Another article I got up here is how to redirect users after logging into WordPress. Now, this one here is an article that describes why you want to do this, reasons for redirecting people after they log in. Maybe it's a membership site, you want to direct them to a specific page, et cetera, et cetera. This is what we've got going on here. And this article here discusses different plugins you can use for this. So go check it out if you're looking for finding a way to redirect people. Now, of course, this is an article for those of you who are security and privacy minded out there. And now that you're working from home, as many people are, and they're using Zoom for their meetings. It seems Zoom has some default settings that suck wind and allow lots of sharing of your products. And they also have a few features that are really kind of annoying when I started reading through it. Like, I've used Zoom a couple of times for a couple of quick meetings, but I didn't know how Zoom will automatically put your meetings to a publicly available space. Now, they've probably changed it since this stuff first came out, in that what was happening was the spammers and the porn spammers were getting in, finding these publicly meetings, and then entering the meetings, and then nailing them with porn spam. There's also other features in here, such as one that's called Tattletale, which I find kind of an annoying thing. It's called it's an attention tracking feature, which means if you're in a board meeting or something and you've got your Zoom in one window and then you've got, like me, I got four monitors here, you open up a text box or something else you're doing, you're listening to the meeting, you're taking notes or whatever, but if your focus isn't on that Zoom window, you are considered to be not paying attention to the meeting. There is all kinds of little things in here. And Zoom has a lot of things that you'll want to pay attention to if you're using it. And what it can do, read this article. It's a pretty thorough rundown of what Zoom does and how it can impact your security and your privacy and how it can tell on you to your boss about what you're doing or not doing. So make sure you check that one out. Hey, we've got some WordPress security threats in 2020 and how to prevent them. This is a pretty good article about dealing with spam, backdoors, website reinfections, et cetera, et cetera. It's a whole lot of information. You'll want to go check this article out. It's a pretty good read, and it could help you set up and secure your site. I've also got another one here that I tripped across. If you are liking to attend some virtual WordPress meetups, somebody has built a central page with all the global WordPress virtual meetups, although they don't have them all. They seem to be lacking the WP plugins one. So maybe my marketing manager out there could figure this one out and get a hold of these people and get our stuff listed on their page. But they got the Remote Control Summit, WP Campus 2020 online, some Canadian stuff, some American stuff, different meetups that are happening in virtual space across the globe. Now, this would be a pretty good timing one, and it might be something hopefully they'll carry over when we're no longer perfectly in virtual world. Okay, so this is a really nice one. Okay, and here's an interesting article here, an article on 9 of the best WordPress email marketing plugins. Now more than ever, email is going to become a major function in businesses. And I imagine this is going to survive up until the point where we get even more events happening, or will we spend more time at home, or even with the workforce more at home? But you'll want to look at this, find a bit more about email marketing and plugins that you can use on your WordPress site or Classic Press site probably to help improve your email marketing that does go out there. Another interesting article that could be of use to you. Now we got another interesting article here from BlogAid, and this one here is image scraping and why hot link protection doesn't work. Now this is a pretty good rundown on why you don't bother with hot link protection of your images and how it's really hard to stop image link scraping. You know, people taking your images and scraping them for Pinterest or using them elsewhere, or they have an article on their site and they've hot linked to your image, therefore using your bandwidth from your hosting provider, et cetera, et cetera. This is a really good article that describes the things you can and shouldn't do and what not to bother wasting your time on trying to take them down. This is a really good article. Go check this one out. Okay, and of course, for those of you that have been paying attention the last couple of days, and in the last 24 hours, last couple of days, it came out March 31st, WordPress 5.4 with all of its fails. My take right now is do not update to 5.4. There's no need to, no desperate need to, no major security things that I've heard about, but it does have some issues with it. Of course, the first of which is the fact that now your editor, when you first log in, if you're not prepared for it, when you go to edit or create a new post, it's going to default to full screen mode. And then you're going to have to figure out where to go turn that full screen mode off. And it doesn't matter whether you've got Gutenberg turned on or whether you're using the classic editor. It's doing it the same way as what I've heard. I haven't tested it because I just figured I'm not going to waste my time seeing what kind of irritating functions it's going to have. If you want to know a bit more about it, one of them, I caught one here just before I went live with the show. And this came through one of my Facebook feeds, and it's a PSA about WP5.4 and a favicon fail. And what it says is WordPress changed some functions, features related to the favicon. If you don't have a site icon in the root folder, or if you have not set your favicon in the customizer, then WordPress will try to load its own PNG file. The problem is it has a 302 error and or 302 link in there, and it adds a half to a full second it takes for the missing favicon file and WordPress loading of its own PNG. So this could add another half a second to a second loading time of your website. Might not seem like a whole lot, but many studies have shown a half a second to a second can mean the difference between somebody staying and not being on your website. So there's one of the fails for it. You want a better rundown on what's happening there? Go check out this article from BlogAid where she's done a pretty good breakdown of WordPress 5.4 and what it is. And her recommendation is also not to update just yet either. And of course, she favors Gutenberg in a major way, which is okay. Some people like it. I personally don't. And I have a little more to say on that later in the show. So it's a really good one. Interface changes. She covers up how to revert it back, all the bits and pieces. So go check out this article. It may be of some use to you. Okay, well, that's all the news I've got here for the moment. And what do we got coming up next? Oh, producers, this show does not work without you, the producers, as it is a value for value model, meaning if you're getting any value out of it, then give some value back. And in that vein, I like to acknowledge those who have supported the show in the last week, either with monetary or other donations to this show. This week here, I want to start by acknowledging the artwork for this show, so get a good peek at the artwork. Yes, he is really good at social distancing. He even works socially, just reaches in the air and grabs him by the throat. Yay to Vader. All right, so that piece of artwork comes to me from Angel Lemieux of Koa Digital. Thank you, Angel. Really great piece of art. I think it's kind of fitting with the anti-social distancing thing. I think Vader was a pretty antisocial person. Okay, so thank you very much to Angel this week for producers, executive producers. Just a big thank you to all the producers who came in under $50 and to those who've set up small weekly subscriptions. They remain anonymous, and I thank you very much. Those smallest subscriptions do help the show. They don't pay the bills yet, but they do help. So a big thank you also to those who have hired me because of the podcast. Those ones do help pay the bills, so thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. And that's actually as good as donating to the show because you're supporting me. Everything that comes to the show goes to me. Everything that you've hired me to do comes to me and also to my employees. So thank you very much. You want to support the show? You can do that by donating money to help the show out. Donations of $50 and up are credited with an executive producer credit. And this is a real credit, something like Hollywood gives. You can go out there and say, hey, I'm an executive producer of the WP Plugins A to Z podcast and get yourself a, you know, use it. Use real credits. And you also get a note read out in the show notes with whatever you've got to say. You can submit artwork to the WP Plugins Art Generator. You can submit articles, news, and information through the contact page. Submit plugin suggestions for reviews at the plugin submission page. Or, I still do use Patreon. Not a whole lot happening there, but you can go create a Patreon for it to regularly support and listen to the show. $1, $2, $5, anything. Anything like that really does help. All right. This is it. Let's dive right into the meat and potatoes of the show. Alrighty. So what do we got first? Classic press options right off the bat. Alright, classic press, everyone knows. It's a decently fast-growing fork of WordPress, and I haven't heard a lot out of the Classic Press community in the last few weeks. I'm hoping to see some stuff coming out real soon. I've been looking. I don't always have time to research it as I haven't been working in Classic Press lately. I've been working in WordPress, so I go where the work is. What can I say? At any rate, I do have one thing this week. It's a article here from Azure Curve. And it's a really good article discussing replacing the Classic Press cron system, which is the exact same cron system in WordPress currently, although that's probably going to change when version 2 of Classic Press comes out. Maybe they'll get rid of it and introduce a real cron, or at least instructions for people how to set up a real cron. Good article. Tells you how to go in there, turn off the cron job in your Classic Press, and then how to create the cron job in your hosting environment. Good article. Go check it out. Could help you out a bit. Now, I do want to cover up something that is of interest to me. And this is because I know that eventually we're looking at the eventual demise of the classic editor in WordPress. And this eventual demise of the classic editor in WordPress is going to, in my opinion, lead to a mass exodus from WordPress. Right now, people are living through WordPress because it's familiar, it works, and they've got Gutenberg turned off, and they're using the classic editor. Okay, and of course, you only hear, oh, they only got 5 million using it through the classic editor plugin. Well, that's not all of them. This is a bit of information I came out here, and this is a WordPress superstar, Jeff Starr. He's got a whole bunch of free WordPress plugins, quite a few actually, some really nice ones. And he's a big shout out to him for his plugins surpassing 1 million users. That's 1 million downloads, active downloads of his plugins. Most notably, though, of that, his one plugin, the Disable Gutenberg, has over 500,000 active users. And that got me to thinking, how many plugins out there are there for disabling Gutenberg? And what is the grand tally of how many sites have Gutenberg turned off? So I did a quick look. I probably didn't get all the Gutenberg disabling plugins, but I got quite a few. I think I found like 7 or 8 of them. And between those 7 or 8 of them, there was over 7.5, 7.75, almost 8 million websites that had Gutenberg turned off. That's pretty telling, I think, about the state of WordPress and the state of Gutenberg when there's that many people that have it turned off. So when they quit supporting the classic editor entirely, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a mass exodus. All right, so what else do we got? Classic Press-wise, not a whole lot. And Classic Press-wise, the usual weekly shout-outs to the Classic Press Club, the must-have plugin list, the plugin list specifically for Classic Press. A lot of that stuff can be found at the classicpress.net forums or at classicpress.club. So those are things you'll want to go check out. There's a lot of stuff available for Classic Press, and if you're just coming into developing, maybe you might start with Classic Press. It's as easy to use as WordPress is, and there is more and more development happening there. It's just not full-time yet. It's kind of like WordPress in the beginning. Nobody really noticed it or paid attention to it until they hit a certain peak, and that's where Classic Press is at. Okay, so let's dive into the WordPress plugins. What do we have for WordPress plugins? Well, as usual, the story of my life is to overcomplicate things, and recently on a project, it was no different. I was working on a new membership site that was going to allow file uploads and then protect all the files from prying eyes. I mean, even if they came in through direct links, they're not allowed to get to those files. And I also wanted to make it simple, but of course I started making it overly complicated, which is a bad habit from way back. I overly complicate it and I have to undo multiple things. And I discovered some great plugins along the way to help you create a membership site that will allow people to upload files and images in such a way that you can protect them from the outside world and from all direct access. And this is what I've got for you, a couple of them. First off, we got Ultimate Member. Now, this membership plugin I may or may not have covered sometime in the past. I use it on a couple of sites, and I just used it on this additional project I just finished. And it is a really great membership plugin for free. It allows you to set up pretty much everything you need, including adjusting profiles, creating unique user levels, and then what access those user levels have to both the front end, the back end, to pages, to sections of the site. A lot of configuration available in the free version. You don't have to pop straight to the pro version. And then the pro version is actually just a bunch of add-ons to enhance the free version. Now, I only used the free version here. I didn't pop to the pro version. So it worked everything I needed to help protect the entire site, help protect the individual pages, help secure the site down to a certain extent. I had to add additional stuff to secure the files, but that's something for a later date. At any rate, really excellent plugin. Ultimate Member, really great for protecting your site. Now, you can also use it. I use it on another site that has not only the protected member files, but also the public files to attract the members to the site. So this is a really great plugin that will help you deal with all that. Go check this one out. It's called Ultimate Member User Profile and Membership Plugin, and I give it a 5 Dragon rating. Okay, so you've built yourself a membership site, and what do you want to do with it? You need to make sure that when your members log into the site, that they log out. And we all know everyone logs out every time they're done, right? Yeah, sure they do. The worst part about it is those people that log in on publicly accessible machines, maybe at the library or maybe their friend's house or somewhere else, they log in, they forget to log out. They leave it logged in. Next person comes along, they sit down at the computer screen, oh, hey, look at this. I can check out this website without having to log into the membership area. And they can mess it up. Other things of that nature. Well, this plugin here is called Inactive Logout. And what it does for you is it allows you to set up a time delay of when the screen is inactive, it will automatically log people out. Very useful. And this is for one also when they just walked away from the computer or anything like that, it logs them out. Very useful for that. The best thing about this though is, but you got to go to the pro version, which I did do. So this is a review for both the free and the pro version. In the Pro version, you get an additional feature. This is a very useful feature, and that is the moment they close the browser window, it automatically logs them out of the site. Most useful feature I have found, because the site I was building, I needed it to the moment the browser window was closed for the people to log out, because they were only going to be allowed into a very specific area of the site for a very specific purpose, and they couldn't go anywhere else, and they didn't have a log out option available to them. So I needed to make sure that when they left the site, closed the browser window, that it logged them out. This plugin handled that like a dream. Really excellent tool. If you're looking for something to manage that aspect, go check this plugin out. Maybe check out the Pro version. It's not that much. I think it was like $20 or something, so it was really affordable to go ahead and get it. Anyway, File Manager, I give it a 5 Dragon rating. Or not File Manager, Inactive Logout. Sorry, Inactive Logout. Give that one a 5 Dragon rating. Reading from the wrong line in my notes. Okay, well, that takes me to the next item, the last item in my thing, and this is File Manager. And again, this is a plugin that I think I've covered before. I didn't search to find out, but I'm pretty sure I covered it. But in this one here, I'm adding on the additional of dealing with the Pro version, because previously I dealt with the free version, and now I needed the added features of the Pro version. The Pro version of this one here gives you everything the free has, which are very cool tools, excellent for managing and dealing with your files in your website. Of course, it is kind of risky. You can limit who has access to it, etc. Well, the Pro version adds on additional limits and integrates with the membership plugin I talked about previously. So it really can help you lock down things securely. The other bonus in the Pro version is you can assign a specific directory on a per user basis. So the moment you create the username, they get their own directory that they can upload files to if you give that level of membership permission to upload files with this plugin. So it's very useful in that aspect there. And for what I needed this website to do, I needed to create a specific user that was going to upload specific types of files, and so that they could be found in a specific way. So excellent tool, very excellent. The price was quite affordable, right around $25 for the Pro version. Great tool, worked well, did everything I needed to do, even after all the testing, functioned exactly the way it was supposed to. So go check this out. I give the File Manager Pro version a 5 Dragon rating. All right, well, that's pretty much it. This show currently brought to you by
Save time and money managing multiple WordPress websites. If you have several WordPress websites to manage, either for your clients or yourself, then you know how much time it can take managing them all. Time that is spent on mundane administrative tasks, and then losing that time for your important business tasks. CMS Commander is an online service that solves this problem and makes managing multiple WordPress websites fast and easy, as simple as controlling a single site by placing all your websites in one powerful dashboard. CMS Commander makes it possible to update, backup, and manage them all at the same time in one place. Features of CMS and Commander include one-click updates of plugins, themes, and WordPress core for all sites, automatic scheduled website backups, website cloning and restoration, uptime monitoring and analytics integration, bulk posting and automatic content. Sign up now for your 14-day trial at cmscommander.com and access all the features that will allow you to manage more websites and save time.
Absolutely. CMS Commander is still a great product. If you'd like to replace that ad, please feel free to get a hold of me. And of course, they don't pay me any money for that. That's an affiliate link ad. And please use the affiliate link in the show notes to sign up for the trial, and you'll find that you actually like this plugin. After all, as I've said, I've been using it now for going on 8, 9, 10 years, something like that. I have to go look, see how far back the bills go. All right, so what do we got? Listener feedback. Well, I don't really have any. I have one minor piece of listener feedback, and it was a simple request, and it was, we'll leave his name out of it. It's like, hello, I'm out of beer now. Can you please send some? Thank you. Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to send a beer through the thing, but to you know who you are that sent that out to me? Beer is imagined to be going to you. If I had a drone, I would send it right out. Okay, that's really all I got. It'd be nice to have some other listener feedback. Let me know how the show's going, et cetera, et cetera. Anything, I'm doing good, doing bad, let me know, folks. I'm more than happy to help out. And of course, we do have a contest this week. And of course, the contests are powered by the Simple Giveaways plugin. And those guys were kind enough to provide us with the premium version of their plugin, which runs our contest. And I've been using this plugin since they were brand new, a couple of years now. And they've done nothing but improve it over time. It just keeps getting better and better with more improvements and advances to the plugin. So make sure you go check that out if you're going to run contests on your site. Right now, we are running a contest until April 22nd, where we are giving away a license for Event Espresso, an excellent plugin for managing your events of all types. They can be virtual events or physical events, and you can take payments with it and set it up in numerous ways. Event Espresso is a flexible event registration, ticketing, and calendar plugin for your website. It can handle a variety of events from organizing an annual conference for your company to holding training courses to teach CPR, hosting art or painting classes, planning an event to raise money for a nonprofit. Event Espresso can make your event registration and ticketing with WordPress enjoyable, easy, and profitable. Okay, the best events, registration, and ticketing. I can't read all that. I really have tried. I just can't. Enough said that I used to use this years ago when they were brand new, and they were fantastic when they were brand new. Then they took some sideways decisions, and they made it difficult, and I jumped ship and left for another product. And, of course, what happened was last year, I had a client come to me and they wanted to build out a conference site and they wanted to use Event Espresso. And I'm like, I hadn't touched them in a couple of years. So I hadn't even looked at it to see. And it turned out, I said, okay, fine, I'll use it. No problem. And then as I went through it and set it up, I was impressed with how much better they had made the plugin and how the functionality had actually improved and started working together. So on the whole, I can actually recommend Event Espresso as a plugin. Excellent one. What we are giving away is a license valued at $300, and you get to choose which license you need. There are two support licenses. You will be the Event Espresso Everything license or the Event Espresso Developer license. Whichever one suits your needs, you will get to choose one or the other. Each one is worth $300. Sign up for the contest. You never know, you just might be the winner of this one. So make sure you go check out the contest at wppluginsa-z.com/contest. And if you want to know more about it, I did do an interview with Seth Schultz from Event Espresso. Link is in the show notes to that interview. And that interview was a couple of months ago. Okay, and that's pretty much it. Closing out this episode, the plugins I covered were File Manager, which I gave a 5.2, Inactive Logout, which I gave a 5.2, and the Ultimate Member User Profile and Membership Plugin, which I gave a 5.2. And of course, you can stick around after the show, chat with me, or I don't have any music to play. I haven't clipped anything from the No Agenda show for this week. You know, I've had enough fun playing all the Wuhan virus stuff. The next WordPress meetup in Victoria is on April 28th. I don't know if it's going to be live yet, but at the current state of things and from what I hear from the BC government, it's probably not going to be live. Probably going to have to cancel my venue and maybe just do something online. So we'll see how many people I can get to show up for that. All right, if you would like to be in an interview show, reach out to me, wppluginsa-z.com/interview. You want to find out a little bit more about me? Check out theroguestavern.com. My videos are a little bit behind in getting updated there, but they will happen. That's pretty much all I've got for you, so I'm going to let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.